You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And a very exciting guest. We have Mia.
Yeah, we're joined by Mia from the Otipoti Dineen Whānau Refuge. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great. It's been busy here on the radio today.
Cool. Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys do, in case anyone doesn't know?
Of course. Yes. So this is my second year volunteering for the Otipoti Dineen Whānau Refuge Committee. This is our sixth year running the sample sale, among other events. And this year's sample sale are being held in support of the 24/7 crisis response mahi of the Otipoti Dineen Whānau Refuge. So every dollar from this fundraiser is raised to help ensure wahine, tamariki and whānau that are experiencing family violence can access support and advocacy, safety, planning and someone to talk to if they need anything. The refuge does incredible work providing this support, and they're available 365 days of the year, including Christmas and New Year's. So our fundraising goes towards helping create therapeutic spaces where whānau can be together and heal and talk, reflect, learn and reconnect with each other. So through this collective kaupapa, we are continuing welcoming different people and working towards creating safer futures for whānau.
Awesome. That sounds like it's super important. As far as I know, the Whānau Refuge is kind of, or at least these events are run by the Otago Law Student Fundraising Committee. Do you have, I just want to learn like a bit of history about it. How did that, you know, come to be created and...
That relationship.
Yeah, relationship between the Whānau Refuge and the Otago Law Department.
Yeah, like you said, we are a group of law students from the university. This is my only second year of volunteering, so I'm not exactly sure how it came to be, but I presume that a group of students from the university would have approached the refuge and asked how they can help out.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. And this fundraiser, whereabouts is it held?
It's held at 343 George Street on the 15th of August, so next weekend.
So I believe 343 George Street, for anyone who doesn't know, is it's sort of in between a bunch of cafes, isn't it? It's like on the...
Oh, is it like a pop-up shop?
In the little plaza part. It's got that blue and white sign out the front. They usually hold like street designer clothing markets as well.
Cool.
Like just regularly. So it's awesome that they're hosting that.
Sweet. So anyone can go?
Yeah, open to the public. It's right next to Adjo, if that helps. I know that's a popular cafe.
Yes.
Yep. And it's all, whereabouts do the clothes come from?
The clothes are donated from a bunch of brands around New Zealand. So we have some really big designer brands going. One of our main supporters is Flo and Frankie.
Oh, cool.
And they've donated so many boxes of clothing, which is great. So it's awesome to see that support from lots of brands.
Yeah, especially good quality, high name brands. Pretty cool way to fundraise. Is it mostly supported by community donations?
Mostly it's from these brands. So we reach out to brands earlier in the year and ask them for any donations if they're able to.
Yeah.
And then we receive all these packages and set them all up. So we don't really get many donations from the community themselves. Those mostly go directly straight from people to the refuge.
Cool. Yeah, and the refuge itself, is it government supported or mostly donated by people?
It's mostly donated by people. It is a non-profit organisation, so not covered by the government, I believe.
Yes.
But most of their donations come from the public willing to help and from the work that they do themselves.
Yeah. So awesome. So the support So by shopping, you can support this refuge centre, which is pretty cool. Get to shop for some really exactly. exciting designer clothes and support a really cool cause.
Yeah. What other kinds of events do you host that help the Whānau Refuge?
Upcoming, we have a gig and an auction coming up. They're on the Instagram page for those dates and where they're going to be. But we also have a bake sale and a quiz night, and then the sample sale as well. The sample sale and the auction are the biggest supporters, I guess, for the refuge. They generate usually the most money, but it's great to go along to all of the other events as well.
Awesome. Now, I think this is probably an important thing to ask about. How can somebody who might need help from the Whānau Refuge get in contact or find you?
Yeah, so the Whānau Refuge does have a website and they do have a crisis number that you can call if you're looking for help. And basically there is accommodation and essential supplies for Whānau for their immediate arrival when they get there.
Awesome. So the website, in case anybody is wondering, is odwr.nz. Do you have the phone number on the top of your mind? I don't remember.
You'll be able to find it online.
You'll be able to find it online. Is there a physical, is there like a building that you guys have?
Oh, I have the phone number.
The committee itself doesn't have a building, but the refuge does have a building.
Great.
Yeah, in Dunedin.
The crisis line, if you want to call them, is 0800 refuge or 0800-733-4843. So that's who you can contact. And that's 24/7.
You don't need to be a specific type of person. They help women, men, youth, children, and families. You know, anyone who feels like they need this type of help can call.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I just had a look as well. There's an Instagram page that is run by students, I presume, and that's where they advertise a lot of the events, and it's really cool graphic design, actually, on the Instagram. I'm very impressed. But yes, so lots of things advertised on there, so if you look up their Instagram, it's a good way to keep updated.
Yeah. Mia, I've got a question for you. How have you enjoyed, or how's your experience been as being a part of this committee?
It has been so rewarding for me personally. Last year, I found the day just with the sample sale itself. It was such a lovely environment. Just seeing the community get together and come along to support. And we had lots of members of the public come up and ask the volunteers, you know, how did you get into this? It's such a great cause. They'd never heard of the committee before, which was great. So yeah. I think spreading that awareness is really important. And the refuge does such great work. So it's so important to be able to give back to them in any way that we can. And that's really special to me, I think.
Yeah. That's so cool. It sounds like there's a lot of very kind-hearted people that are raising funds and using lots of energy for us. That's really cool. I have a practical question. Do you have to bring cash, or do they take like bank transfers or FPOS?
Yes, so it's a gold coin donation on entry, but if you're buying anything there, then there is FPOS, and cool. You can use cash as well.
Great, good to know. Because I feel like sometimes you never know.
It's true.
What's available? Cool. Oh. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know other than absolutely come to the sample sale and support, take support and give support if you can?
Apart from that, no. I think that's everything. Thank you.
You can also volunteer. I think you can reach out on the website if you're listening and you want to help out. In addition to donating, so that's also an option.
If you are wanting to donate, then you can visit the website, the Otiporti Dunedin Whānau Refuge website, and donations from the public are accepted there. Otherwise, it's great to come along to these events and support in that way as well.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mia.
Thank you guys for your time as well.
All the best for this event. I know I will definitely be stopping by. It sounds really cool.
It's always nice having causes like this swing by and say hi.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Mia. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
So just as a wrap up for that, next Saturday morning. Morning? Is it all day?
I believe it's during the day.
During the day, on the Saturday, next Saturday, be next to Adjo, grab yourself a coffee from Adjo, and then go get some designer clothes for good prices that go to a good cause.
Yeah.
What are we going to listen to?
We are going to listen to a band that I like and I saw during Great Sounds Great last year, called Half Angel, from Wellington. The song is called Death in Venice. Just before we move on, just one last reminder. You can contact, if you need to, the Otapotsu Dineen Whānau Refuge at odwr.nz.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.